Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Knicks had a layup last night against just a horrific Atlanta Hawks team. And the Nets had a very tough loss in Detroit against the Pistons.
When the Knicks start 0 for 9 from the field
and they're
down 10-2 four minutes in, do you think for a second the game is going to turn into what it turned into?
I didn't, but Frank Ntilikina's jump shot, three-pointer.
That was it?
Guy hitting a half-court shot. I felt really turned the game around for the Knicks because they just took off after that.
Oh, my God.
And they really did.
And Coach Fizdale, we're going to learn so much about him. And it's funny because one of the things I said to him is, like, I don't want to go too crazy about it. It's the preseason. But a lot of mid-range jump shots, not taking a lot of threes. They attempted 33 threes yesterday.
Right.
They never do that.
Yeah.
They never do that.
You got to look in this world of the NBA, you got to do it.
No, and I was just curious, are we going to see them do that?
Right.
And they did. And it certainly helped that Tim Hardaway had a
big game.
And we know about Timmy. He's going to have these awful games. He's going to have these great games.
Right. He's going to have the 0 for 20s, and he's going to have the games when he can't miss.
No doubt. But Fizdale, the other thing we saw from him in day one, we'll see how much it continues, is the way he emptied the bench early in this game. He basically got everybody involved. I think he used 11 guys in the first quarter.
I was just going to say, in the first quarter, he had everybody on the floor.
Yeah.
Yep. It's unfortunate Mitchell Robinson got hurt in this game. I was a little upset by that.
No, it is. I mean, because everybody got in on the fun. Yep. Noah Vonleh got in on the fun. Mario Hezonja.
Trier, how about him? He was good.
Well, Alonzo Trier is amazing because you watch him play and you say, and I know he had off the court stuff, but you watch him play and you say, how was he undrafted?
Right.
I mean, what a talent this guy is. Yeah. But there were a lot of little things they did well. I thought they defended very well, especially early in the game when they weren't hitting shots, when they were turning the ball over and they weren't shooting the basketball well. I thought they were very active defensively. I thought that was certainly an early positive, and that continued throughout the day. Enes Kanter drew 4 loose ball fouls in the first half, so he was very active. They ran the floor pretty well. There was that play where Hezonja forced a turnover, and I think it was Burke and Hardaway that ran the floor leading to a dunk. So they pushed the basketball. They pushed the tempo. For day one, you got to be happy.
Yeah, you're happy.
Who cares who they play?
Yeah,
they won.
No, they won, and they won big, and, you know, you got to be happy with all of that. I would like to see, like I said, Robinson getting hurt kind of ball. I wanted to see him more. He got off to a decent start, made his first shot, and then we didn't see him again, really. And Knox obviously had jitters early on. You know, he finally settled down. He finally hit a shot. You know, I know he didn't shoot well, whatever he was, 4 for 16 from the field. But, you know, that's fine. It's his first game. He's 19 years old.
He made some plays defensively, too.
He did. No, he did. He did. But we'll see what they do. Look, I mean, to me, the Nets are a step up in class, certainly, from what the Hawks are. I don't know how anybody
is. They better be.
And then you got the Celtics on Saturday night. So, you know, we'll see. But, day one was good. It was a rousing success opening night.
Well, when you look, like you said, at some of the teams they're facing, some real, I'd say, competent NBA teams to very good NBA teams. The Celtics are obviously a very good NBA team.
Of course.
In my opinion, the Bucks are a very good NBA team. The Heat are a competent NBA team. They played the Warriors earlier this season. They're sort of good. I don't know if you've heard. They play the Pacers. They're a playoff team. So they have a lot of tricky games early. This is one of those games where, you should win. Because if you're not beating the Hawks at home, I don't know where the heck the win's going to come from.
I mean, you know, look, Vince Carter, all due respect to Vince, he's had a phenomenal career. And he's still playing the kind of shape he's in. But when Vince Carter at 40, whatever he is, years old, is still starting and on your team, you know, that tells you a lot about where the Hawks are.
Yeah, well, they're rebuilding.
No question.
And it's going to be a long rebuild. And they've got some young, interesting pieces. I mean, we'll see what Trae Young turns into.
John
Collins didn't play. He's a guy who last year was solid as a rookie. So they're a long ways away, but I think if you're a Knicks fan, you enjoy the night.
Yeah, it was a good night.
I can't believe, and you told me this, that they didn't sell out last night.
Yeah, they were about 1,500 short of a sellout.
I'm surprised about that.
Yep.
One place they'll help sell out is tomorrow night in Brooklyn.
Sure
they'll ensure the sellout.
And they have a chance, you know, look at playing a Nets team that they can certainly beat. But
they better not.
You know, we'll
see. I mean, if the Nets are anywhere competent, and
the Knicks could be 2-0 tomorrow.
They could be. And they better not be, because if the Nets want to take a step here, all right, and actually be a competent basketball team, they got to beat the Knicks. And what happened last night was a continuation of what happened last year. Last year, they took a big step in that. They won more games. They won eight more games.
Right.
And they competed a lot more. And that was cute. Oh, they competed. They were in the game. They lost a lot of close games late.
Yep.
This season is not about that garbage anymore. You got to win games. This was a game last night in Detroit they should have won. They could have won. They had a one-point lead with three minutes to go.
Yeah.
They got off to a great start in this game. And the third quarter was just a nightmare. They were getting destroyed in the paint. They were getting destroyed on the glass. How many times in the final 3 minutes did Andre Drummond beat him on the offensive glass?
What did he go, 24-20 last night, Drummond?
He did, and he played with five fouls over the last few minutes, which the Nets took advantage of because they attacked him defensively, and he didn't want to foul out. But then what was so typical of last year, that down one with 8 seconds to go, the ball's in the hands of Caris LeVert, our guy. He turns the damn ball over. They can't even get a shot off. So they got to start winning some of these games. They have talent. Yeah, they missed a lot of guys.
They do have some young talent. They do have some young talent.
They have enough talent where, no offense, when they play the Knicks at home, they got to beat them.
They should.
Seriously?
No, I don't disagree with you. I mean, they probably should beat the Knicks tomorrow.
So it was frustrating because I am sick and tired. You know, Frank Isola is a great example of it. All right? And this is very similar to Todd Bowles. And it's different because less people care about the Nets. This blanket statement that Kenny Atkinson's a great coach. He may be, but you know what, Joe? He's got to win some games.
No, I understand.
Well, he's great. No, bro, they won 28 games last year.
You know, at some point, you know, like you said, at some point, you know, when the wins and losses matter.
Now.
The answer
is now.
No, I get it. I get it.
A game like, and he decided to not go back to D'Angelo Russell, and he didn't play the fourth quarter, and I was mixed about it. Because one part of me says, hey, the way Dinwiddie and LeVert are playing in the backcourt, don't bring him back in the game. That's fine.
Right.
But the other part of me, Joe, says, well, this guy's never going to be a star. Because star players come back into that game. D'Angelo Russell disappeared. They took the shovel out and buried him.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if that's going to happen tomorrow night against the Knicks or Saturday against Indiana. But I think that is revealing about what they think of when they think of D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, well.
I love Jared Allen, by the way.
No, he's a good player.
He's awesome.
No, he's a good player. He really is.
That's all I'll say.
That was a real find for them late in the first round of the draft.
Hey, here's the thing.
Yeah, give him credit for that one.
This goes for the Knicks, too. When you get a lottery pick, sure, you got to hit it. But you also have to find some gems. And all the great teams do. You know, Golden State drafted Draymond Green in the second round.
Yeah.
That's called finding a gem. Manu Ginobili was a second-round pick. Tony Parker was middle to late first round.
I didn't realize Tony Parker's with Charlotte now?
Yeah.
How about
that? They broke the whole Spurs team up,
man. No, I know they did, but I didn't realize that he was gone. Wow.
Oh, yeah, and Manu retired.
Well, I know he retired, yeah.
Yeah, and Tim Duncan still retired.
Well,
so.
He haven't brought it back. David Robinson still retired.
He's still retired. But you got to find gems, right?
Right.
So in the Knick case, in the Net case, Jared Allen qualifies because look where he was drafted. But in the Knick case, maybe it's a Trey Burke. Maybe it is an Alonzo Trier who was undrafted.
Maybe.
We'll see. I mean, we have to see a lot more than one game. But I think it's really important when you're building a championship-caliber team, you've got to find guys like that. It's not as simple as, yeah, you just have to hit on your lottery pick. Sure, you do, of course. But you're going to have to find guys like that. And we'll see on the Knicks end if Trier is one of those
guys. Yep.
But Allen is blossoming, and he gets compared to Clint Capella a lot. Hey, Jaren Allen added the three ball to his arsenal. He had a couple of threes yesterday.
Everybody has to do that now.
In fact, one guy who hit a three last night for the Pistons was Andre Drummond.
Did he really? Andre Drummond hit a three?
And I said to my same reaction, I'm like, Andre Drummond just hit a three. Oh, my God. I don't think he's ever hit one. So I go on another website.
Was his first?
First time in his career. He took 11 three-point attempts last year. I'm not sure how many of them were on broken plays or whatever. First three of his NBA career last night. And that is proof now, Joe, that
everybody's got to shoot a three.
You got to do it.
Yep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.